From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. Tiffany Greenwalt Simon reports for Columbia Green Media that the Catskill Town Board voted on December 5th to settle with Walmart over a tax dispute. Walmart wanted to lower their real estate tax assessment, and in the settlement, the town agreed, reducing the assessed value of the Catskill store from $10.5 million to $8.8 million in 2024. The vote to settle was 3-2, with Don Scannapieco and Paul Vosburgh Jr. voting against the settlement. Scannapieco said, and I quote, "I feel like big business like Walmart receives so many breaks as it is, and a lot of small businesses could benefit more. The revenue needs to be made up somewhere, and it's going to be our hardworking citizens that have to make it up," end quote. The story does not say just how much less the Walmart tax bill will now be. Catskill Town Assessor Audrey Higby said, and I quote, "It's a pattern for them to file every 3 years against small towns. It's an opportunity for them to reduce their property values," end quote. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Tiffany Greenwalt Simon reports for Columbia Green Media that citizens in Athens can go solar now that the Village of Athens is partnering with Cambridge, Massachusetts-based Soltis Solar on a community solar farm. The company has 6 solar farms that serve Central Hudson customers in the area. Residents participating in the program use energy generated by the solar farm to lower electric bills, as much as 10% decrease in electricity bills. Village Trustee Josh Lipsman said, and I quote, "It's a win-win-win situation. It's good for the environment and good for the residents because they get a 10% reduction in their energy bill and a sign-on bonus," end quote. The program also gets Athens closer to a clean energy community designation from New York State's Energy Research and Development Authority. Only so many Athens residents can fit in the program, so anyone interested should contact the village soon. Lipsman said, and I quote, "It's not limited to the number of people, but the kilowatt capacity of the farm," end quote. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Paul Kirby reports in the Daily Freeman that Representative Mark Molinaro and State Assemblyperson Chris Teague are complaining about a shortage of milk cartons. Molinaro, a Republican who represents the 19th Congressional District, said, and I quote, "Supply chain problems at one of the 2 major manufacturers of milk cartons in the United States has caused schools, hospitals, nursing homes, and other institutions in upstate New York to forego serving milk," end quote. Molinaro wrote to the Secretary of Agriculture, Tom Vilsack, asking him to use, and I quote, "any means at his disposal to swiftly provide relief and prevent a disruption like this from happening again," end quote. Molinaro also said, and I quote, "We saw how disruptive the baby formula shortage was. If this supply chain disruption persists, it's going to cause real harm for young people and local farmers," end quote. Teague, a Republican who represents Greene and Schoharie County, said, and I quote, "There are obvious solutions like opting for recyclable plastic bottles and dispensers and cups, but the anti-milk Democrats aren't even attempting to implement these options. How we can handle this shortage will set a precedent for the availability of milk in schools, and right now it's not going in the right direction," end quote. No Democrats have come out against milk. Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.